You are listening to Homecoming to Self, The Journey, a space for alignment, for authenticity, and for living in harmony with your soul's purpose. I am your host, Sylvia Morrison, transformation coach, humanitarian, and a passionate believer in the power of coming home to self. Here we explore conversations and teachings that awaken clarity, invite courage, and deepen belonging. So let's breathe, let's align, and together, let's come home. Welcome back. Before we begin, let's breathe together. Let's take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Allow your body to arrive here. Let your shoulders soften. Let yourself settle in this moment. Feel your breath, your body breathing itself, and know that you are home. This is the journey that we're on. Welcome to Homecoming to Self, The Journey. I'm your host, Sylvia Morrison, and I am delighted to be with you today. Today's episode is a little different. This is not new teaching. This is not a new story. It's an invitation to pause. This episode is an invitation for you to reflect and to orient yourself to where you are now and where you're going. Over the last several episodes, we've been walking a path together, slowly, honestly, and with care. In this episode, I'm here to help you gather what's already landed and to gently ask you, what now? If you've been listening from the beginning, you may notice that each episode has been an invitation, really. Not an invitation to fix yourself, but an invitation to remember. Remembering who you are. Yes. In episode one, we began with this truth that you're not lost. That belonging doesn't come from fitting in. It begins within. In episode two, we talked about trusting the inner voice again. Not because it failed you, but because at some point, your inner voice learned to go quiet in order to keep you safe because you felt that it was dangerous for you. In episode three, we reframed purpose. Purpose not as sacrifice, not as burnout, but as a daily practice. Living on purpose, a practice lived gently in your body. In episode four, we spoke about courage, not the loud kind, but the quiet kind of courage that exists alongside fear. The kind that crosses thresholds without drama. In episode 5, we came home without shrinking. Yes. We named the cost of overgiving, of overperforming, and earning belonging. And we reclaimed rest, truth, and self-honoring. If you don't remember every word of each of those episodes, that's okay. What mattered to you didn't need to be memorized. It needed to be felt, and you felt it. I want to return briefly to a story that I already shared, a personal story. It's a moment you've already heard about, but this time through a different lens. The Christmas in which, after many years of hosting, organizing, and giving, I chose to do something radical. I did nothing for everyone. Not out of resentment, not out of withdrawal, but out of listening, not only with my ears, but listening with my heart, listening to my body. My body had been telling me the truth for a long time. How? Tightness, exhaustion, loss of joy. When I finally rested, really rested, not just slept, but rested, nothing collapsed. I thought it would. That was the fear, but nothing collapsed. The community didn't disappear. No. Belonging didn't vanish. In fact, the community was happy for me. People were relieved. They wanted me to be well. They cared about me, not just what I was giving or how I was serving. What I was doing, they cared about me and wanted me to be well. That experience taught me something lasting. Rest is not the opposite of purpose. It's what allows purpose to be lived sustainably. That's what living from the inside out looks like. For many of us, we think that if we take a break, if we stop doing something, that we will be isolated. And we think it might look like we're not living our purpose. But living on purpose, I repeat, is living from the inside out. Yes. Over the years, I've noticed something consistently. I've seen it in the women I support. I've seen it in the women who are my clients. I've seen it in audiences that I've spoken with and to. I've noticed that they don't need more information. They don't need to be pushed. It's not that we need motivation. What we need as women, midlife women, who are second guessing and overthinking and doubting ourselves, what we need is safety. Safety in our bodies, safety in our pacing, safety to stop performing. That's why the work that I do and the work that we explore here centers on three main pillars: awareness, embodiment, and nervous system regulation. We reconnect, we realign, and then we rise. Not to change who you are, but to support you in who you are and who you are already becoming. When the body feels safe, clarity follows. Many women tell me, I don't know what my purpose is. I can't make a decision. I don't have clarity around this or that. When the body feels safe, clarity follows. When the body is regulated, when the nervous system of the body is regulated, choice becomes possible. And living from the inside out is not a destination. It's a relationship. I want you to hear that again. That living from the inside out is not a destination. So, you know, there are folks who ask me sometimes, how long will it take for me to achieve this? It's not an achievement. It's a relationship with yourself that you continue to build day after day after day. And you don't do it alone. We do this in community. So as we close this season, I want to offer you a gentle invitation. If what you've experienced here over these now 6 episodes resonates with you, if you are longing for a space, or even curious if it exists, where you don't have to explain yourself or perform or push, you are welcome into my sister's circle. It's a private community that I've created, rooted in rest, reflection, and real connection. A place where together as women, we walk this path together alongside other women who are choosing to come home to themselves. And for those of you who feel called to go even deeper with me, there is the Sacred Reawakening Journey Home to Self. This is an annual retreat experience designed for restoration, embodiment, and remembering. Remembering who you are beneath all the roles, beneath all the labels, beneath all the expectations. My sister's circle, the private community, or the Sacred Reawakening Journey Home to Self, the retreat experience, which is an annual event. These are not programs to complete. These are spaces to be in, to belong in, to journey in and through with others. So as we close season one, I want to leave you with this. You are already bountifully resourced. You already have what you need. Home is not something you have to find. It's something you carry. You don't need to rush. You don't need to strive. And you don't need to earn your place. Thank you, sister. Thank you for walking this first season with me. Thank you for listening with your whole self. This has been Homecoming to Self, the journey. And this is not an ending. No, not at all. It's an orientation. So until we meet again, be gentle with yourself. Trust what you know and keep coming home to you. I'm your host, Sylvia Morrison. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here with me on Homecoming to Self, the journey. If something you heard stirred your heart and reminded you of a deeper truth, I would love for you to continue the journey with us. So I invite you to join My Sister's Circle, a private Facebook community for midlife women. This is a sacred space in which we slow down, reconnect, and rebuild confidence in community. Until we meet again, keep moving forward. And remember, your soul already knows the way.